Let me clip the mic, because if I dial up his phone number, the tones might go over there, and that would not be good. So hang on. Hello? Ray Garten? Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. This is Brian from Dominion Live.
Good to talk to you, Brian.
You wrote a book titled In a Dark Place.
Yes.
The Story of a True Haunting. It was written as nonfiction, and that was like one of your first books as nonfiction, because I think most of them were fiction, correct?
Yeah. I'm primarily a fiction writer, and that was my only attempt at nonfiction.
I had read that maybe you weren't comfortable with the book. Is that an understatement? Just by the sound of your laugh, I'm getting the impression that maybe you weren't too happy with it.
That's an understatement. I was not happy with the book. No, I had been hired to write it. It was a work for hire project, and I was hired to write the story of this family and the Snedekers, along with Ed and Lorraine Warren, who were paranormal investigators. And I took the job, signed the contract, went to Connecticut, and met all the people involved. Spent a lot of time with them and interviewed them, gathered information. And as I was getting the family's stories, each individual member of the family, their individual stories were not meshing. They weren't getting their facts straight. The pieces weren't coming together into one smooth whole. So I went to Ed Warren, the Ghostbuster.
Right.
And I told him the problem I was having, and he said, oh, these people are crazy. He said, all the people who come to us are crazy. That's why they come to us.
Wow.
he said, just use what you can and make up the rest. You write scary books, right? Well, just make up what you have to and make it scary.
Okay, the Warrens, though, they're like what? They're more like a self-proclaimed demonologist, is that correct?
Well, they started out as Ghostbusters. Back in the early days, they would go to locations of hauntings. Lorraine claims to be a psychic, and she would get her vibrations or whatever and find out what was going on behind the haunting, and they would come up with a story that explained the haunting, and then they would hire a horror writer and he would write about it. And then in the 70s, when The Exorcist became wildly popular, their operation changed. Suddenly they weren't encountering ghosts anymore. Suddenly everything was a demonic possession.
Right. And a lot of their books, there was a book called, I think it was called Haunted...
Yes, The Haunted.
You're right. Did you ever meet that author?
No.
Let's see.
Which one? Do you remember who the author was? I talked to a couple of people who wrote books for the Warrens, and after I had my experience, and they told me pretty much the same story that I went through. And that's why the Warrens never worked with the same writer twice. They always had different writers, and they always picked horror writers.
So the movie, there was a documentary on the Discovery Channel called... A Haunting in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Which, did you have any involvement in that? Because the story seemed very, it seemed like it followed the book.
I haven't even seen the whole thing. I've got it recorded. It was on just a couple of nights ago, and I queued it up to be recorded. I haven't watched it yet. I've seen bits and pieces. I was not involved in that.
Okay. Is that because... I mean, because the way you felt about the book, you think maybe that's why they didn't involve you, or...
Well, as soon as In a Dark Place was published, because I couldn't get out of the deal, once I found out that this was a scam, I went in thinking that I would be dealing with people who genuinely, sincerely believed they'd had a supernatural experience. And by the time I learned that it was all completely concocted, just for personal gain, for money, for attention...
Yeah.
I had signed the contract. I was legally bound to do the job. So I finished the book, but as soon as the book was published, I started telling my story. Because that was my name on the cover, and to clear my own conscience, I wanted to make sure everyone knew that although the book was sold as nonfiction, it was not nonfiction.
Yeah, that book, that was, I read that book in 2 days. That thing had me so scared. But most of it you made up, so...
I don't know if it was most of it. I haven't read the book since I wrote it, and I wrote it in 91, 92. But the stories, a lot of the details came from the Snedekers. And a lot of the stuff was just not working. It didn't fit together into a story. They wanted me to tell a story. They wanted me to write it like a novel, but it was going to be sold as nonfiction. So, and they told me, make up what you have to. Make it scary. Make sure it works.
Yeah, the Warrens, they were involved in the Amityville case, correct?
Oh, right.
Yeah. And that, wow, that's something. And they're making money off of the new movie, The Haunting in Connecticut.
Well, actually, what happened is Carmen Snedeker, now Carmen Reed, the mother of the family that was living in the funeral home, has pretty much gone off on her own with this. Lorraine Warren was not involved. She's not at all happy about that. They got around her on this, and she wasn't too pleased.
Oh, that would explain. I actually stopped by the Warrens' website, and there is really no mention of this funeral home. You know, and the movie's coming out, and you'd think that they would have like the story up there or something, but no, nothing.
I think when I was there, the Warrens were in charge of the case. Their nephew John Zaffis was hanging around. You know, he wasn't too actively involved, and Ed and Lorraine made it clear to me that he was not an investigator, that he was just learning the family business, you know?
Yeah.
And now, as the story goes now, the story has been reinvented.
Yeah, that's what it seems. It seems like the story has changed.
Now the story is that John Zaffis was the lead investigator on the case.
Yeah.
And along with the movie, in which I guess John Zaffis plays himself, or he makes some sort of appearance. Carmen is working on a new book about the case with John Zaffis and Chip Coffey, who's also a paranormal investigator or a psychic or something. I can't keep these people straight.
Yeah, you know, there's so many of them.
And she has distanced herself from the book I wrote. She claims now that her family had very little involvement in it, and that they had nothing to do with it, which is not true at all. I mean, I spent time in their home. I spent a lot of time with them. They read the book. They signed off on it. Their names are on the cover. They were very involved.
Yeah.
But she needs to distance herself from it because she doesn't want to involve anyone else but her. And also because I came forward long ago and have been saying ever since that this is all a hoax. It's all a scam.
Yeah, when they were like parading parading your book on the you know, the different TV shows, or
right,
you know, like the daytime shows like Oprah.
Yeah,
and then
Sally Jesse Raphael was the funniest one. She brought out a bed on the stage.
She brought out a what?
She brought out a bed on the stage. The name of the show was "I Was Raped by a Ghost," and she brought a bed out on the stage and asked Carmen to explain to her how the demon raped her on the bed.
That's crazy, man. Yeah, but at that time when they were doing the daytime thing, it was like, oh yeah, we're really involved in this book. This book, you know, we had everything to do with the book.
Yeah, they were involved then, but they're hoping that people have short memories, and I'm sure that they're not at all happy that I'm still around, you know, blowing the whistle.
Yeah. Have you seen the new movie, or?
No, I haven't. I'm not really that interested in seeing it because, I'm just fed up with this story. The only interesting thing about it for me is that I'm a fan of Virginia Madsen, but I've read a lot of reviews. None of them have been very good.
I saw it today, and my review is that most of the movie was like shock things, where someone would jump out of like one of the spirits would like walk past and then they disappear. That was pretty much the entire film until the end, which wasn't the story. At the end wasn't even relevant to the real story. It's like, can I get my money back?
Yeah, it sounds like it has a lot of spring-loaded cat tricks.
Yeah, that's what it seemed like to me, and I'm like, okay, where's the story? You know,
I love the poster of the boy burping CGI.
Right.
It looks like he's belching up some sort of CGI effect.
Yeah, cool. So you have any new books you're working on?
Yeah, I have. In fact, a new book that's hitting stores right now. The official release date is April 1, but it's in some stores now in certain areas. The book is Bestial. It's a werewolf novel. And it's a sequel to my book from last year, Ravenous.
Ah, cool. Well, hey, it was great having you on.
Well, thanks for having me. It's great talking to you.
Yeah. Hey, can you say, this is Ray Garten, author of In a Dark Place, and you're listening to Dominion Live Chicago?
This is Ray Garten, author of In a Dark Place, and you're listening to Dominion Live Chicago.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Sure.
It was great having you.
Bye-bye.
You're welcome back anytime.
Sure. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.